Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, right now we have a short interview with an exciting author. She is Mary Jane Morgan. Mary Jane received her BA in communications from Oklahoma State University and was a public relations specialist for years. She published greeting cards and articles for national publications before taking a class in fiction writing and has never looked back. She has published 11 romance novels and is probably best known for her Crystal Springs Homecoming Romances series and her Crystal Springs Romances The Wedding Chapel series. Her newest book, Healing Hearts, is the first book in her Crystal Springs Romances Small Town Sanctuary series. And when she's not writing or reading, she enjoys walking her dog, watching a good movie, photography, and training her dog. Her four grandchildren, three granddaughters, and a grandson are pure joy and refreshing entertainment. And nothing delights her more than the exuberance and smart mouths of her grandkids. And I'm sure they will be happy to hear this. As I mentioned, today's interview is a short one, so we want to get going. Welcome to the network, Mary Jane.
Thank you. I'm just delighted to be here.
Oh, thank you. I'm delighted to have you as well. So now you have four books in your Crystal Springs, The Wedding Chapel series, and four books in your Crystal Spring Homecoming Romances, and now your first titled Healing Hearts in the Crystal Springs Romances, Small Town Sanctuary series. Tell us about Crystal Springs. I know of a Crystal Springs in Tennessee, kind of south of Nashville, I think near Tullahoma. I don't know.
Wow.
What to say. Yes?
I thought I made it up.
Oh, get out.
I didn't know there was a Crystal Springs. I just made it up. That's interesting.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I really made it up.
There is
and
one.
And it's south of Nashville.
It's in your
well, my made-up one is.
Maybe you're psychic. There is one near Fayetteville, near Nashville. You've done some business down that way. Well, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
It's made up to you. All right. Well, now, that's funny. Where did the idea then to write these books come from?
I don't know how I actually got started in the, I got started doing series because that was kind of the way to go. And it's fun to do series because once you get the first one out, it just kind of, you introduce characters along the way and then you've got automatic people you can do another book on. But, I really can't remember how I got the idea for the very first book. I get ideas from listening to people. Mm-hmm. And there was a time frame I was doing massages for years, and I was like a glorified bartender. I got to hear everybody's stories. And if people listen to what other people are saying, there are ideas out there all over the place. It's just a matter of grabbing hold of them. I wanted to do something with horses because I grew up with three horses. So thus the very first book. Long Road Home is a thoroughbred farm.
And why did you set it in Tennessee?
Because I think it's beautiful out there, mm-hmm. and it is horse country.
It is. Yep, it yeah. is a beautiful area. My husband's from Tennessee, so that's why I know a lot about Tennessee.
Okay.
There you go. All right, so let's share your newest book with us. It's titled Healing Hearts. Give us a synopsis of that.
Well, it is, of course, a romance. Ryan Mulvaney is a tortured man. He's consumed with grief and guilt from something that happened with his best friend. And he comes to Crystal Springs to visit his sister, Angie, who trains and sells service dogs, therapy dogs and service dogs. So when he gets there, she doesn't even know he's coming. He shows up and her friend Angie is there. His sister is Natasha, by the way, who was the equine therapist in Dare to Love. So, but when he gets there for his sister, then Angie's visiting, and she has her 4.5-month-old Shepherd puppy, and he alerts on him, that puppy alerts on that man immediately, and she knows he's something is bothering him because that puppy won't leave his side. So she says, take this puppy, socialize him, give him basic obedience under my instruction because that's what he's got to have before we can do formal therapy, and I'm not quite sure what he's going to be yet. So that's how they kind of get together. So she's, of course, got her past that she's got to work through. I like to deal with family of origin issues because I think so many decisions we make in our life, so many problems we have in our life, I guess I should say, come from family of origin, things that we've never resolved. So I really like to work with family of origin type problems. I try to do real life problems in my books.
Well, that's very relatable then. So then your readers can take something from that and kind of apply it to their lives.
I hope so.
And the title, Healing Hearts, how did that come about?
I don't know. I have the hardest time thinking of titles. But these two people, especially Ryan, he is truly tortured, and he needed healing. And the dog gave him healing. And Angie, they get together, and she also needed healing. So
that makes
healing
sense.
Worked.
Mm-hmm. Got it. We'll have to read the book to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first in the Small Town Sanctuary series. How many books do you plan to be in that series?
For sure, 3 and probably 4. I need to have 4. I'm not quite sure what my fourth one will be yet. I have an idea, but I'm kind of ready to move on to a different made-up town.
You got to switch towns here. You should give the folks in Crystal Springs, Tennessee, a call and say you'd like to do a speaking event, and they'll think it's all about their town. You probably have a whole new audience.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Goodness. You know, I might have seen it on the map, and it just kind of gets in your brain, and you don't realize it's still there. I don't know, but no, that's a great idea, actually.
Well, it's a beautiful country, so it'll give you an opportunity to get back to Tennessee.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is beautiful out there.
All right, let's talk about your book covers, because as I looked at each one, I noticed that there is an animal on each cover, I do believe, a dog, cat, a horse.
Yeah, tell us
about that decision.
Yeah. Well, the horses, there's got a lot of horse covers because most of the Crystal Springs stuff is, the centerpiece of it is the Dude Ranch. It's a Crystal Springs Dude Ranch. Two of the guys who have their own books bought this place and made it into a Dude Ranch. They have the equine therapy there. And so, of course, those have horses on them. The very first book did not have the Dude Ranch in it, but it was a thoroughbred farm that the woman was coming back to save because her father had died and they were about to go under. And the second book is also a thoroughbred ranch. So then I got into the actual Dude Ranch. The only book that has a cat on it, they live in Nashville. The hero there was actually scared to death of horses. But he owned the restaurant in Nashville. But she got a cat, so I put a kitten on there because, you know, people love animals.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends said, I'd buy that book just for that kitten.
So funny.
So she got a kitten in the book. The lady got a kitten in the book. But that's why there's a kitten on there. And then these last few, I'm starting in to do the therapy dog stuff. Mm-hmm. I had a therapy dog, so it's really kind of near and dear to me.
Oh, okay, so you had a therapy dog.
Well, not for me, but a certified therapy dog where we went and visited patients in the hospital, people who are recovering from horrible accidents. Mm-hmm. And so that was a wonderful, wonderfully uplifting thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. How important is that? I have 13 cats who rescued me. They found me. I didn't find them. And I've been reading a lot about therapy cats as well. And, you know, when you said somebody would buy the book because there's a kitten on the cover, I get that. You know, people love their animals. And so, you're appealing not only to the romance or the small town or the family of origin themes, but also to folks who love horses and dogs and cats. So I'd say continue on with that.
Yeah. So that's why they're all there. I have one book out there that's a single title that does not have an animal on it.
I missed that one.
The only one. It's not in the series. It's just a single title.
Okay.
So, but it's the only book that does not have a horse or a dog or a cat on there.
There you go.
It has a ghost. Does that help?
Almost. Some kind of a creature.
Anyway.
A creature on there. So as you're writing your books, what are your hope? What do you hope your readers take away? What's your goal?
My goal is that people first enjoy my books and feel satisfied after reading them. And And I guess my deepest hope is that they sometimes get a bit of insight into their own lives, mm-hmm. and possibly even grow from it. You know, those are my goals.
And it sounds like they're written in such a way where that can be accomplished without hitting them over the head. I mean, they're actually reading, enjoying it, but that's kind of a side piece to it.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yep, yep. Well, let's talk about your book writing process, since you've written so many books. Where, when, how? Just share a little bit about how all of these books come about.
I'm going to admit right up front, I'm a pantser, okay. When it comes to plotting, which means I'm fly by the seat of my pants. I get a little kernel of an idea, and then I flesh out my characters fairly well. I should probably do better on that. And as I flesh out my characters and I see their backgrounds and what they've gone through, then I get ideas to make for my plot points. But I do not plot out my books. I know a lot of writers, or some writers, plot out their books every scene by scene. And I don't do that because even as a writer, I kind of like to be surprised from time to time. So it evolves, a lot of the plot evolves from the characters until I'm into the book and into my characters' heads, I don't know really quite what's going to happen, how they're going to react, if that makes any sense to you. And it's probably not the real professional way to do it, but it kind of works for me.
I'll tell you what, Mary Jane, I would say almost 50-50. And the authors that I've interviewed, 50% or so seem like they plot most things out. But there's a good, healthy other half that just say, hey, I've got an idea and my characters take off. And I'm always fascinated by that, where, you know, this character's coming from you and yet you don't have control of these people, which is just a fascinating process.
It is a fascinating process. And you know what's really interesting when you're writing? I found this out personally, because I was trying to write a real heavy-duty scene, and I did not do a good job with it, and I have a wonderful critique group who let me know that. But my sister, who is a retired licensed clinical social worker, said, you are going through a very, very rough time emotionally. It's going to be hard for you to write a real, real emotional scene right now, because I'm already drained emotionally. Mm-hmm. It does drain you. This is my point. It does drain you as an author to write those really emotional scenes.
I get that. And I wonder on the flip side of that, though, if it is somehow cathartic.
Yes. Yes. I guess it probably is, especially when they finally get it together and work it through, you know.
Yeah, and maybe you learn something about yourself during that book writing process, hopefully.
Yes, yeah.
Like a little mini therapy for you.
Yeah, and I'm a firm believer in therapy, so... Really, I am.
No, I agree.
Everybody could use it from time to time.
Yep, we all have issues that we need to work through, and sometimes you can work them out yourself, and sometimes you can't, so.
Right.
All right, so Crystal Springs has been in your past. Is it in your future? What's next? What's coming up?
Well, the three more books, two or three more books I'm going to put in this series, and then I think I'm going to change locations, and I have... Intentionally, believe it or not, I actually could think this out. I have some people from there, one of the hero's sisters, who is in Colorado because his father was very abusive, and they shipped her off, and blah blah blah. And I've sprinkled people around different places that I could move my setting to, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm kind of ready to go to the beach in real life too. Not right now. God bless them. I guess that. Hurricane's lesson, but I'm kind of ready to see the beach, so I think I may set my next series, when I'm done with this series, at a beach.
I think you should. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
If that's where you are mentally, you might as well go, and your brain doesn't know the difference if you're there or if you're telling it, so you might find some joy from writing scenes on the beach.
Besides that, there's a bunch of nice book covers on beach. on beaches.
There you go. Just be sure to put a couple cats on the beach, and there you.
That will be hard.
I know.
Dogs, I guess I could get on there.
I love that. All right, my friend, we're keeping it short today, but I just wanted to highlight your Crystal Springs series and a little bit about you. Is there anything we missed that you wanted to talk about today?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. So we covered a lot. Where can then folks go to learn more about you? And most importantly, where can they purchase your books?
Right now, all my books are on Amazon, so it's Kindle on Amazon. I think I'm gonna go wide and go other places in the near future, but right now they're all on Amazon. And my author, of course, they can purchase them off of my author page, which is MaryJaneMorganAuthor.com.
Okay, so that's Mary Jane Morgan, Mary Jane Morgan, uh-huh. MORGAN, MaryJaneMorganAuthor.com. Well, we've traveled about Crystal Springs, made up or not, and we'll see where you land on some sunny beach sometime. Thank you so much for sharing you and your books today, and maybe as your beach books come out, we will have to do this again.
Yes, I would thoroughly enjoy it, and thank you so much for having me. This has been wonderful.